morning, everyone. Good morning. So you hear the signal music, Orient Expressions, Beats of Para. And that means Global Citizen starts on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. It's been a while. Last week, I wasn't planning on being here either, but there was some technical work going on in the studio, and there was no broadcasting last Saturday all day long. So unfortunately, my show had to be postponed. And 2 weeks ago, we had a live performance in the studio with the Chai Party, and there were three young musicians, students and the graduates of Berklee College of Music, and they performed very beautiful live music in the studio. So that was very nice, and I feel like I haven't been on the microphone by myself for a long time, so I really miss that. And hopefully my selection of the songs and my selection of the topics around the idea of global citizenship and things and issues going on around the world, and the music, of course, will be the top priority for my show for this hour until 9 a.m. on this day of March 24th of 2018. So before we start our musical journey, I would like to remind you there are a couple of ways to reach out to me. Number one way is to call in the studio. We have a phone number, which is 855-915-9636. You can call in and you can talk to me if you have a request or if you have any feedback about this show. And you can also follow my Facebook page, this show's Facebook page, facebook.com/globalcitizenradio. What we have on our Facebook page, sometimes I post the events, updates, cultural events in the town, in Boston area. So you can subscribe to the Facebook page and follow up with those events, and they will get notifications about upcoming events in Boston area. In addition to that, you will also get some recordings of our previous shows that I was posting them from time to time, so that will be also on our Facebook page. I don't know, right now you may have some difficulty finding it, but I will make sure that I will post them so you can listen to previous recordings, especially the live performances. We had 4 in the studio live performances, so I'm looking forward to inviting more people in the future, for the sake of music and for the sake of diversity and sharing this world with other people, other cultures and other backgrounds together. So, long story short, this is DJ Mehmet on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with Global Citizen Radio Show, which focuses on the music and issues from around the world. So why don't we start with a nice song that you will hear. So let me take a look at my playlist, and I was thinking about playing something in Spanish. I had multiple songs in mind, but why don't we start with this one here. So the name of the song is Tú Si Sabes Quererme. That will be coming up next, and I will tell you the singer. Hold on 1 second. So I believe she is a Mexican singer, Natalia Laforsade. Tú Si Sabes Quererme will be with you, and I'll be right after here on the studio on WMFO Medford.
Miguelito.
Best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster. When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? when a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Okay, so I am back, and that was a public service announcement about don't wait for emergency. Don't wait, emergency preparedness. And we had a lot of floods, a lot of snowstorms in the past couple of weeks in the Massachusetts area. So a lot of people had to face this unexpected emergencies, and so it's better to be prepared. But in some cases, I feel like people living, you know, by the ocean feel like they have no choice. They had to deal with it, and they were having an interview with Donald's, one of those, you know, homeowners at Scituate, and the guy was like, you know, this is what you get when you live nearby the ocean. You take advantage of everything over the summer, but you have to be prepared for the winter. So that was really difficult times for Massachusetts. Okay, global events, what's going on around the world? Okay, so we have another emergency around the globe. We have a water problem. The water is running out for certain towns and cities around the world. And last, was it Tuesday, 22nd? So March 22nd was the World Water Day. I don't know how many of you were aware of that, but I came across this advertisement on one of the magazines. Colgate and Reebok partnered to organize an awareness campaign around the world about water consumption and preservation. So it says, this is how it starts. It starts like an article, and then they mention on the next page what they're going to do. So I want to read a couple of paragraphs that will hopefully give you some information about this campaign. The residents of Cape Town, South Africa, are awaiting day zero. That's the day, likely this summer, the city will shut off its taps. Faucets will stay off until it rains. The city is in the midst of its worst drought in the century, and the reservoirs it relies are nearly dry. Cape Town isn't alone. California towns are still reeling from the record-breaking drought. Demand for Colorado River water is expected to far exceed the available supply, and the Great Salt Lake has half the volume it did when settlers arrived in the mid-1800s. A growing, modernizing world is commanding more water than ever before, and in many places, climate change is making it harder for city planners to supply it reliably. So in order to raise awareness about, you know, the resources are running out about the water, Colgate is organizing a campaign. Meena Gulli, a lawyer and activist based in Hong Kong, will run 100 marathons in 100 days to highlight key water issues worldwide. So she will start from New York, and, you know, USA is one of those countries suffering with the water drought, and then she will travel to Europe, and then Asia, and then Australia, then India, Middle East, Africa, obviously Cape Town, South Africa is one of her stops, and then back to South America. And she will run a marathon, in some cases more than once, and during her marathons she will raise the awareness of the water consumption. And then the next page, which is something that I was just telling my five-year-old son about, saving the water. You know, he just learned how to, he didn't just learn, but he is brushing his teeth, every night before he goes to sleep. So I see him keeping the faucet on and the water is running, it keeps running. And then it says here, every time you turn off the faucet while brushing your teeth, you can save up to 4 gallons of water. That's more than many people around the world have in a week. So we were just talking about this. It has a very nice picture telling the reader to please turn off the faucet. So I was just talking to him about this and we kind of came to an agreement that he's going to shut the water off when he's brushing his teeth. Let's see if he's going to keep his promise, but it's at least a start. So I just wanted to talk about this. This is something the world is facing right now. Well, too much talking. Let's get back to music. What we have now, I have a Senegalese French singer. I used to listen to this song in 2000s. I still listen to it. For some reason, it sticks to my head. Hasta la vista. I feel like see you later in Spanish, even though the singer is French. It's a beautiful song and he is a hip-hop singer. Even though hip-hop is not really my style of music, for some reason I like this and I hope you enjoy. Again, this is MC Solar from French, Hasta la vista.
Que viva la revolución, rapero número uno, el grito en la canción. Soy en el papel del líder como Fidel Castro. Tengo el micrófono, amigo, cuidado. Solar, soy al mismo tiempo serie star estrella. La gente de India me llama star. Pasta rap de Barcelona, de Costa Rica, Alianza. Tercer mundo, Sudamérica. A mí me gustaba la chica llamada Raquel. Tengo la voz, la fuerza, estilo y papel. Si te gusta vas a bailar como Ibiza. Soy como el sol, hijo de África. Hija del patrón Esmeralda, no siesta, solo fiesta. Soy desesperado, a pesar de todo la chica me dijo te quiero. Con ella, cada día, caminando 6-7 días por semana enamorado. Pero tengo tantos problemas con pistoleros. Por plata y dineros, vengo de los barrios. Tengo que salir, sabes que no soy un fumista. Es que no tengo miedo, campa y escucha. Volveré, buscar a mi amor. Además tengo todas las cartas porque soy el quinto as. Caballos y ladrones, cactus y perros, chinos de Hong Kong, guanchon que ni gringo. Veo a Esmeralda, mi amor, mi luz, mi voz. Para ti, no barata, no barato. Viaje de boda querida, llama a tu mamá. Te quiero, quiero que me quieras, corazón. No soy un mentiroso, sí, tienes razón. Hasta la vista, se titula la película. Hasta la próxima en otra cinemateca. La gente se levanta, dirección la discoteca. Solo queda Solar aislado, una voz canta.
Eso es amor sin dolor. Hasta la próxima, mi amor.
Welcome back. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and this is DJ Mehmet, and this show is Global Citizen, that we play music from around the world and we talk about global issues and events from around the world. So that was a Turkish singer, Sabahat Akkiraz, and the group Norda. Mavilim was the name of the song. That's the traditional Turkish folk music song. Well, we'll continue with more music, but I just wanted to talk about today. Today is March 24th, and there's a special event happening today. There's a March for Our Lives to End Gun Violence. It begins at 11 a.m. at Madison Park High School and ends up at Boston Common. One of our guests in the past came to our studio, May Strohshane, a local musician from Boston. She composed a song for the students and song for Parkland, Florida, Students Rising Like the Sun, in order to raise awareness about the gun violence. And I would like to play her song that will sound very familiar to you if you listen to her live in the studio. So that will be May Strohshane and Students Rising Like the Sun here on WMFO Medford. Thank you. Welcome back. This is Global Citizen with DJ Mehmet on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. What you heard was Silent Coup, Vazgeçtim in Turkish, by the secret trio Ara Dinkcian, Tamer Pınarbaşı and İsmail Lumanoski. It was a very beautiful, very soothing music. Well, we'll continue with more music, obviously, but I have a couple things I would like to share with you. As I mentioned, Global Citizen is the name of the show, and my purpose is to give you some different taste of music from around the world. And while doing that, I also would like to keep some awareness about global citizenship, being a part of this world surrounding us, feeling that everybody is equal, and around the world we all share the same world. We might be living in different countries and there might be some borders keeping us apart, but in the end we all share the same world that will be the legacy for the next generation. So this piece is going to be from the Money magazine, which is a business magazine, but this edition they focused on traveling around the world, which is kind of interesting to us in terms of global citizenship. Anthony Bourdain, you may know him from CNN. He has this TV show Parts Unknown, and he travels around the world and he tastes different food from different parts of the world. And to be honest with you, I did not watch any of his episodes, sorry, but I know him, I'm aware of him. I'm just not a big food fan, so I love traveling around the world, but he just focused on the food. However, he is featured in this latest edition of Money Magazine, and he has 5 rules for dining out while traveling. Very interesting. It says food is the easiest window into a culture and the most direct expression of character and history of a place, Bourdain says. But with so many choices these days, what's the best approach for picking the memorable eats on your next trip? Here is a Bourdain's approved cheat sheet. Number 1. The food photos test. You want to go to a place where there's locals only. No photos of the food, the menu is not in English, and the people eating there look like they go there a lot. Number 2. The 3 things test. My favorite restaurants, in fact, are ones where they only do 2 or 3 things. A place that does 3 things and it looks like they have been doing those same 3 things for a while, that's a really healthy sign. If they have a menu that's all over the place, that's worrisome to me. Number 3. The dirty bathroom test. I used to say a dirty bathroom was a sign you should not be eating in a restaurant. I've learned the opposite is true. Some of the best food experiences I've ever had are places where they really don't care about that. They know their food is good and that's enough. Number 4. The tour group test. If there's tour groups in there, even if you're in a part of that group, abandon them because they're going to the wrong place. Just find an excuse, find a stroke or an attack of violent diarrhea, but get away. Number 5. The bunch of Romans test. You're never going to get that magical meal if you're not willing to take a chance on a bad one. Walking with zero preparation into a place, you see a bunch of Romans in there. They seem to be having a good time, try it. Maybe it's not good, but if you go to the place that the concierge says all the Americans seem to like, that ensures you will have a bad meal. Well, these were the suggestions made by Anthony Bourdain, 5 rules for dining out while traveling. And I don't know how true it is, but some of the items I may agree, especially with the dirty bathroom test. So I don't want to go into details, but there are places I've been in the past, they have delicious food, and then you see the bathroom and then you think twice whether you want to go there again or not. Well, this is Global Citizen with DJ Mehmet on WMFO Medford. We will continue with more music. This time I have a very interesting musician, Ariana Saval Figueres. Is a Swiss-born Catalan classical singer, harpist, and composer. She sings in Catalan, French, English, Spanish, Portuguese, and other languages of the world. And we will hear Adossit Le Melodie from Ariana Saval. Please enjoy this piece. Welcome back. So that was Ariana Sawal, beautiful song, and we will continue with some more interesting facts from around the world. This time, this piece is coming from Popular Science magazine, Spring 2018 edition. By the way, I really like their new format. They changed it a little bit. It was like bi-monthly. Now they are publishing quarterly magazine with a focus on certain topics each issue. So this issue is focusing on the intelligence. So what brings intelligence into our program is that this title, it says IQ is not equal to intelligence. Very interesting. And there is a map, the world map here shows average IQ score. And I don't want to tell you which parts of the world has the lowest IQ score, and we'll talk about it in a minute. But I can see the highest IQ score, the darkest on this map, is, I can see China. Australia seems dark enough, and like Central Europe and some parts of North America. And so they say, too many of us use the terms IQ and intelligence as if they're interchangeable. They're not. An IQ score isn't a magical signifier of smarts. It merely quantifies your ability to take a particular kind of test. Wealthy white Westerners tend to perform among the best on those exams, but that doesn't mean they're smarter than the rest of the world. Research increasingly indicates that the advantages that group enjoys, like better education and healthcare, set them up for success on such evaluations. And it doesn't hurt that the most expensive education is generally geared toward improving one's ability to fall in the proper bubbles. Access to money, school, and medicine can all change apparent acumen, but IQ ignores inherent intellect. So there are three factors that one should take into consideration when you're talking about IQ. number one is race. In some parts of the world, kids given IQ assessments were unfamiliar even with the concept of standardized testing, let alone with the question format or subject matter. The established correlation between race and IQ doesn't reveal an inherent genetic advantage. It shows how closely your score is tied to health, wealth, and access to education. Number two, disease. Research suggests that the physical toll of illness prevents proper brain development, so it makes sense that people in disease-prone areas with poor healthcare systems wouldn't score as well on these types of examinations. Individuals with high IQ scores tend to live longer, but probably not because they make smarter medical choices. Number three, for every additional year of school, the average person can notch another 2 to 3 IQ points, which often helps those in the richer regions outperform their poorer peers. Early childhood, when the brain is still developing, is especially crucial. But even older children adopted into more educated homes can gain around 12 points over biological siblings. So that was very interesting to me, because people that I talk to keep telling me IQ cannot change, IQ should not change, IQ should stay the same, but apparently it can change. And it can also change based on one's background in terms of education, in terms of healthcare, and all those other things comes back to the wealth. Well, that was from Popular Science magazine, IQ is not equal to intelligence. That was an informative piece for today. All right, we have about 12 minutes, and I would like to play a couple more songs. This time, we will hear something from a Greek composer, Pissarantonis. Antonis Kesseloris, nicknamed Pissarantonis, is a Greek composer, singer, and performer of lyra, the bow-string instrument of Crete, and the most popular surviving from the medieval Byzantine lyra. Well, let's enjoy. The song is Aspri Katasprī, which means Lily White, by Pissarantonis, here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, with DJ Mehmet on Global Citizen. Welcome back. So that was an interesting song. I really enjoyed it. I hope you did as well. So that was the Greek artist Psarantonis, Aspri Kataspiri, Lily White was the song that you just heard. Well, we're coming to an end of today's show, and I would like to thank you for joining me today. And as a reminder, I'll be here next Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. and I will say goodbye to you with one last song. Then Mike on the mic will be here in the studio. He has another guest, very interesting. I can't wait to listen to them on my way back while driving. I really enjoy his music and his guests every time. So I would like to close this program with Flamera Benko. So this is very interesting, again from Greece. Flamera Benko was formed in Patras, Greece in 2011, with the idea to trace and join together the common roots and sounds of Arabic and flamenco music genres. Its members Yanis Panagiotopoulos, oud and lira, he plays, George Barakos, percussion, and Andreas Kikinas, flamenco guitar, coming from different musical backgrounds, share a vision for combining diverse musical styles, all influenced or inspired by Andalusian sounds. They blend traditional compositions from East with flamenco elements and improvise on musical pieces of composers of many musicians from different regions of the world. Well, I would like to enjoy their song, their piece called Kürdili Hicazkar Longa, which is Turkish. I couldn't really find if there was a different name, but this is like a Turkish music, and I believe you will really enjoy this piece. Again, this is Flamera Benko and Kürdili Hicazkar Longa will be my final song for today. Until next time, until next Saturday, 8 a.m. See you and have a great week. This is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and this is DJ Mehmet, and you just heard Global Citizen. To keep up with this show, follow our page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/globalcitizenradio.